Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Nedarim, Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin. Hanoider min ayayin, some makes a neder, to abstain from wine. Mutar betavshel sheyesh by tamiyayin. So what do people call wine? Wine is the wine that's on your Seder table. But if you have some kind of a cooked food that has in it wine, or the taste of wine, that's not what people call wine. Let's say somebody puts wine in his chont. I don't know if anyone does that. But it wouldn't be usher to someone who made a nether from yayin. Because when he makes a nether from yayin, he means yayin, not chont, that has yayin in it. And this, of course, is according to the sheet of the Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. The Rabbanon hold, when someone assers a certain anything on himself, it's not like milk that may have the taste of meat in it, or kosher meat that may have the taste of non-kosher meat in it. It's not that kind of an isser. When someone makes a neder, it means only what people refer to as what he made the neder from, not something that may physically have the taste of that or the tam of that. But Amar, someone says, koinim yayin ze she'eini toyim, that's the lashon that he uses. He's referring to a specific wine and says, koinim yayin ze, I'm not going to taste this. V'nofal litavshel, and that wine spilled over and fell to someone's plate of chont. Im yesh boi benois and tam, if you can taste that wine in the chont, hereza aser, he can't eat that chont. Because here he didn't say, stam, he asses himself from wine. He asses himself from this wine, and this wine is in the chont. Now this wine does become like non-kosher meat. If it falls into kosher meat, we have to see. If you have the taste of the non-kosher meat, it's aser. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Hanoi de minhu anovim. If someone makes a neder to stay away from grapes, mutar b'yayin. You can have wine. And if someone makes a neder min hazeisim to stay away from olives, mutar b'shemen. You can have the oil. Oil comes out of the olives. But if Omar, he says, koinim zeisim v'anovim. In other words, koinim, olives, and here it means or grapes. Elu, these, she'eini toyim, I'm not going to taste from it. So then, usher behen, he's usher in these olives, or these grapes, as well as the oil of the wine, yoytzimem, that would come out of it. Chazing over a Mishnah, someone makes a neder from wine, stam from wine, he's mutter in a tafshel that has in it the taste of wine, but if he says, this wine, I won't taste it, and he says, and that falls into a tavshel. If it has the tam of that wine, you can't eat that tavshel. Someone makes a neder, stay away from grapes. You can drink the wine, even though the wine comes from the grapes. Or if he makes a neder, stay away from olives, he can have the shemen, even though the shemen comes out of those olives. But again, here too, if he says, then he's also not only in the olives and the wine, but also what comes out of it.